Listening to Reggie's beautiful singing of Eye on the Sparrow reminds us that for committed Christians, a personal relationship with Jesus is central to their faith. In his book, Christ for Unitarian Universalists, Scotty McLellan, a Unitarian Universalist minister, describes this relationship. For most Christians, Jesus is the resurrected Christ, who is actually with them now in real time, who companions them, comforts them, and challenges them in their daily lives. Some Unitarian Universalists may have experienced such a relationship at some point on their spiritual journeys. However, for reasons as varied as our unique histories, many have drifted from that relationship and the doctrines associated with it. In addition, many of us may not have had spiritual roots in Christianity. And even though we know that the Judeo-Christian religious tradition is one of our sources, I, for one, have put this source on a historical shelf and have pretty much ignored its significance. However, in preparing for this service, I could not ignore our Christian heritage, nor the essays in the book, Christian Voices in Unitarian Universalism. The book's authors remind us that our Christian heritage is central to who we are, and so respecting that history can help us live more fully our Unitarian Universalist values. One of the authors, the late Marjorie Bowens Wheatley, also a Unitarian Universalist minister, encourages us to discover our own truths by moving beyond a surface understanding of any religious tradition. She states, "You've got to dig a well as deep as the self." My personal history does include many years when, as a Catholic, I tried to live out a sincere commitment to Christianity. I am grateful that during that time, my experiences within the Catholic tradition were quite positive. However, I do realize that for many of you, your connections to various Christian institutions and the various doctrines that they represent may have been painful for you. For me, eventually, church as an institution and church doctrines caused me to search for another spiritual community. That process, however, was not well defined. I cannot put my finger on the day, the week, the year when I realized that I had separated myself not only from a church, but also from the person of Jesus Christ. And even as I say that, there is still some palpable tightening inside of me. I still sometimes feel the loss of what at one time was very meaningful to me. And I still wonder if there will be more digging in the future. Despite these considerations, finding Unitarian Universalism, and in particular this community, has been a godsend. Pun intended. Each of the Unitarian Universalist authors in the book, Christian Voices and Unitarian Universalism, decided to follow paths through which they nourished their Christian faith as Unitarian Universalists. They believe the lessons Jesus preached align very closely with our Unitarian Universalist principles. The author's stories often involve discomfort and challenge. As we reflect on our Christian heritage, I hope we can be present to the discomfort that we feel and meet the challenge of respecting the diversity within the Unitarian Universalist faith.